Sometimes we all need someone. Someone like you. Written by Wherever My Sit Takes Me. Read by Raven. Summary. They make a fine pair. Revan, tormented by pain and nightmares. Bastila, exhausted to the point of collapse. The lies binding them together. But they are a pair. For tonight, at least. And perhaps that's enough. Bastila didn't sleep easily nowadays. It wasn't nightmares. She would never be as childish as to wake up screaming and thrashing, like Mission did when she dreamed of Terrace. Bastila just jolted into alertness in the middle of the night, certain that there was someone, somewhere, who was depending on her. Though, given the state of the galaxy, she could hardly claim that that feeling wasn't warranted, even if a full night's sleep would do her more good than a reminder of how much she was needed. The months of bad sleep were weighing on her mind, slowing her reactions and making her thoughts feel syrupy. She could and would push through it, but it was a bad sign. Still, there was no point in trying to get back to sleep now. She was too awake and adrenaline-filled. Instead, she slipped out of bed and wrapped a robe around herself. Some air would do her good, clear her head a little. She should meditate, really. It was how a Jedi maintained emotional control. But the concept was tainted to her now. It always felt like training. Bastila paced silently through the Hawks' corridors, focused on keeping her breathing deep and even, until her ears picked up on the sound of someone crying quietly. She followed the sound to the main hangar and found Revan curled on one of the seats, sobbing into her hands. "Key?" Bastila stepped into the room. "Are you all right?" "Bastila," Revan's head shot up. "Did you have a vision?"
"I did not."
"You did?"
"I don't know. Maybe it was just a nightmare."
She pulled her knees into her chest.
"Bastila, it was awful."
Bastila slid into the seat next to Key and put a hand on her arm. "Talk to me. Tell me what you saw." She didn't know whether she was trying to provide comfort or fish for information. Maybe both. A planet being bombed. Key's gaze fixed on space in front of her. "I don't know where. Not Terrace. I was on a ship, watching it burn, watching everyone die." Her arm trembled under Bastila's hand. "I felt all of it. All of the pain and death. Her voice choked and she trailed off. Bastila rubbed Revan's arm as she thought about how to respond. The truth, as usual, was out of the question. What you saw was real. At the time, you probably enjoyed it. "It's probably just your brain trying to process what happened on Terrace," she said eventually. "It's possible for Force users to sense deaths, especially so many at once. You might not have been aware of it at the time, as your abilities were still latent, so you are processing it now." Revan seemed to accept that. "Does it get easier, seeing things like that?" "It shouldn't. If you find yourself able to watch thousands of deaths with no reaction, then something is very wrong."
"Great," Revan muttered sarcastically.
"I know it's hard for you," Bastila tried to sound sympathetic, but probably just continued to sound lecturing. "You have no idea," Revan said, burying her head in her hands and gripping her skull. "The nightmares make my head so much worse. It's like it's going to break open." And then it did. The back of Revan's skull cracked with a sound like rocks breaking and then caved in entirely. Shards of bone collapsed inwards, piercing the brain beneath and sending blood spilled into her hair beneath desperate fingers and down her neck, soaking into her tunic. Bastila blinked and the vision disappeared. Now who's tormented by memories? Bastila snatched her hand away from Revan's arm and quickly got to her feet. "I'll get you something for the pain. Wait here." The visions didn't stop. Every blink brought more images of Revan's body, lying broken and bleeding on the ground, blood and gore and brain everywhere, staining the rocks and chunks of debris that had once been her ship. She looked dead. Should have been dead.
There is no chaos, Bastila reminded herself, pushing the visions away. There is harmony. It helped. For a couple of seconds. She badly, badly needed more sleep. Still, it was with all the calmness and dignity of a Jedi that Bastila returned to the main room and offered a cold pack and a hyperspray of painkillers to a living corpse. Revan snatched the cold pack out of Bastila's hand and held it to the gaping hole in her skull before letting out a groan of relief. Force does good. She shook her head at the proffered painkillers. Can't take those things too often. Thanks, though. Does your head hurt a lot of the time? Bastila asked, taking the seat next to Revan again. All of it, more or less. Revan seemed to have regained her usual demeanor now that her pain had eased, though Bastila sensed that she was still unsettled by her vision. I must have hit it pretty hard when the Endire Spire went down. Karth said I was out for a couple of days. Bastila felt a pang of sympathy and guilt. Master Varuk had said he'd been able to recreate the structure of Revan's brain, even if the memories and connections it had once contained were lost to the rocky ground of a faraway planet. Apparently, he hadn't even been able to do that right. It's all right. Revan must have picked up on Bastila's discomfort. I'm used to it by now. I'm glad to hear that. The guilt was sticky in Bastila's heart. Let me know if there's anything I can do. She tried to smile in a way that didn't look forced. We need you in good shape for a mission. You're being very nice to me tonight, Revan commented. I thought I was in for another lecture about emotions and the dark side. Bastila was almost certain that Revan was teasing her, but opted to take the comment seriously anyway. You seem to be handling the situation adequately. It's all right to be shaken, as long as you don't allow yourself to fall to anger and hatred. I won't, Revan reassured her in the way one would an overbearing teacher. Pain flickered across her face and she shifted the cold pack, trailing blood through her hair. Got it all under control. Something in Bastila's chest ached. She didn't deserve this. Revan might, but Kai didn't. But seriously, the other woman was insistent. Are you all right? You don't seem yourself. Bastila's eyes followed the trickle of imaginary blood down her neck. Perhaps I am a little distracted. Thinking about the Starforge? Bastila shook her head. No, just bad memories. Do you want to talk about it? No, Bastila said sharply. Okay. They'd had this exchange enough times for her to know that it would be pointless to try to make Bastila share something she didn't want to. But I'm here for you, if you ever want to talk. Always. She put one hand on Bastila's arm, so gently that Bastila could barely feel it. For a moment, Bastila looked into Kai's face. Her kind, genuine eyes, the honesty and care in her expression, Revan's blood staining her skin. Telling her would ruin everything, even if she stayed true to the light and continued on their mission. Likely, from what Bastila had seen, the knowledge would be agonizing. It would only worsen her nightmares and shatter her sense of self. She would hate herself for the monster she had once been and never, ever move on. It would be cruel to subject her to that, just to ease Bastila's guilt. Once again, Bastila jerked her arm away and stood up. I don't like to talk about my feelings. You should know that by now. Kai's voice came from behind her as she walked away. It's Revan, isn't it? Bastila froze. Either she needed to get a lot better at hiding her feelings, or Kai needed to get a whole lot less perceptive. I don't mean to pry, Kai continued. I know you don't want to talk about what happened, but I can see how deeply it affected you. She was a Sith Lord. Bastila kept her voice flat. Of course it affected me. She? Kai was suddenly curious. Revan was a woman? Stupid, stupid slip. Bastila answered too quickly. Revan was like you, changed from day to day. Oh, that makes sense. I wondered why no one ever seemed to gender them. I thought everybody was just being cagey.
Bastila said nothing, not trusting herself to make another slip in her current state. Revan was like you.
I'm sorry, Kai said with a half laugh. Now is hardly the time to be pestering you with questions about Revan, or at all.
She appeared behind Bastila and put a hand firmly on her shoulder. Go get some rest. Just remember that I'm here if you need me.
For a moment, Bastila allowed herself to be weak. She leant into Kai's touch, drinking in her presence and the comfort she was freely offering through their shared bond.
It was a mistake. Kai's presence was like a soothing balm on Bastila's weary mind, easing the tension in her body and distracting her from the exhaustion that had settled in her bones. It felt so good that the thought of tearing herself away was almost unbearable, worse than it would have been if she hadn't given into it at all. But just as she was gathering the strength that she needed to pull away, she felt Kai withdrawing instead. She did it gently, easing them both back to their usual distance, and at the same time moved her hand to Bastila's back and gave her a playful shove.
Go, sleep. We've got ass to kick tomorrow.
She'd known that Bastila would only allow herself the briefest crumb of comfort, but that it would be agonizing to cut herself off from something she needed so badly. The sensitivity and kindness brought a lump to Bastila's throat. Revan was like you. The end. Thank you for listening.